In April, California Governor Jerry Brown gave a speech in the Sierra Nevada mountains. The formidable snowpack, which melts to provide one-third of California's water supply, was nowhere to be seen. The earth was brown and bare.
People should realize we're in a new era. The idea of your nice little green grass getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
The governor goes on to impose the first mandatory water restrictions in state history, cutting urban use by 25%. Now, compare the situation in California to this.
Water coming out of a temperate rainforest. And frankly, I think the taste of the water here is better than any place else in the world. I'm kind of a water snob now.
Gary White is the executive director of the Sitka Economic Development Association. We're driving through the Tongass Rainforest, which averages around 100 inches of rain a year. The bulk water, and emphasis on bulk, was enough to incentivize a short-lived venture called True Alaska Bottling.
It was on Alaska Airlines, it got on cruise ships, it got into Hollywood movies. If you look at the movie The Duplex, Ben Stiller's got a bottle of it sitting next to his nightstand.
And California is exactly where White hopes to send Sitka's water again. Not bottled in plastic, but delivered in ships. We hop out of his truck. Unfurled at our feet, like a glittering blue carpet, is Sawmill Creek, the freshwater outlet stream from Blue Lake, which provides hydropower and drinking water to the city of 9,000. The water from Blue Lake is so plentiful that household use is not metered, and so clean that it's not filtered before it goes to the tap. While it sounds like an Evian commercial, for White, it's a business opportunity.
It's a tough venture, but you know, if people are thirsty enough and need the water enough and it makes fiscal sense, then it could happen.
Sitka already built the infrastructure to draw the water from the lake to the shore. It's behind us, a giant red nozzle poking up out of the ground. From there, a floating pipeline will carry the water into containers or special bags loaded on big cargo ships, just like oil. Sitka set the price point for water at 1 cent a gallon and can legally export 9.5 billion gallons a year. If you do the math, that's quite a bit of money.
If we move all 9.5 billion gallons a year, that's $95 million that could come into this community. That's huge.
The challenge, of course, is actually getting the water to market. Sitka's vision of a bulk water business began decades ago when the pulp mill closed. The city acquired rights to the land and to the water, and in 2006 signed a 20-year contract with True Alaska Bottling, which is now called Alaska Bulk Water.
We put in performance criteria that said after 24 months from the beginning of the contract that they had to move a certain amount of water or else the city at their option could terminate the contract.
The 24 months passed, and
no water was moved.
So the city renewed the contract, but under the condition that Alaska Bulk Water pay a non-refundable fee for water credits.
Pre-bought water, if you will.
In the past 9 years, the contract has been extended 4 times. And to keep it, Alaska Bulk Water kept buying water credits, $1 million in total. Still, no water has been moved. But White says that recent developments give him hope that water will finally leave the island this summer.
I've always been, I'll believe it when I see it, but when I see our current partners putting real money down to go out and put in a mooring buoy system and hire engineers to design it and, you know, going out and getting their Army Corps permits, doing all the right things and continuing to invest in the venture, then it's no longer just a 30,000-foot view of it. It's starting to get down into the details.
Terry Trapp, the chief executive with Alaska Bulk Water, declined to be interviewed in detail for this story. But over the phone with KCAW, he said the company hopes to have the operation up and running this July. In the meantime, White says there is a lot of troubleshooting to be done. For instance,
when you show up to a receiving port with 10, 20, 30 million gallons of water, what do you do with it? Right? You got to have a place to store it. You got to be able to recharge aquifers. You got to That's a huge part of this venture that needs to be figured out.
In addition to the storage question, it's unclear what kinds of ships will be used. And if those ships aren't flagged as American, their passage from Sitka to California violates the Jones Act, which prohibits the transport of goods by foreign vessels. White is looking to Alaska Bulk Water and several engineering firms to tackle these and other issues. He also wonders if, even at 1 cent a gallon, water is too expensive to transport at a reasonable cost.
What do you say to Sitkins who are like, no way, no way is this actually going to happen? This is crazy sounding.
You know, I guess I'd probably say I've been in that boat. But as you know, as you see somebody work out any type of problem, that's a lofty goal, and it's encouraging to see those baby steps to get you closer down the path.
In order to hold on to this contract, Alaska Bulk Water pledged to ship 50 million gallons by December 8th of this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.